We began with a workforce retirement incentive. We eliminated 112 jobs in 2 years, saving us about $6 million annually. This year, in a continuation of that transformation, we're focused on merging the departments of health and mental hygiene, and that will provide some greater efficiencies and improve service delivery, but also savings. We also take serious the governor's call and the state's push for government consolidation. So we, in fact, 2 years ago launched a government consolidation and shared services grant program where we've expanded shared services opportunities with towns, villages, and cities in the county, saving really millions of dollars countywide. So we're going to lead the effort for Dutchess County to develop a shared government efficiency plan wherein all layers of government will be asked to reduce their tax levy by 1%, or at least identify savings that would reduce the tax levy by 1%. So we're trying to do this in a smart way. And having served at in village government, county government, and state government, I can tell you that we've been able to identify areas where greater efficiency is possible. And we do it by incentivizing a collaboration and really trying to build partnerships. So we continue to find ways to cut cost. In fact, the 2015 budget spends less than the modified 2014 budget, and we'll continue to do those kinds of things.
How tough is it to put together these initiatives and a budget when the state budget in Albany has yet to take any real shape?
Yeah. Well, you know, we always live through a degree of uncertainty, although the expectation that the state will adopt an on-time budget certainly increased over the years. The question, of course, will be this year whether or not, under the circumstances, there'll be an on-time budget. You know, our position is we have a good enough relationship with our legislative delegation and the governor's office that we're aware of what's being considered. We do know there's some proposals within the governor's budget that would provide modest mandate relief, and we're grateful for that. And we've made some requests through the state legislative delegation as they move forward. But, you know, budget adoption doesn't necessarily throw us for a curve because our budget runs from January to December, unlike school districts, which are really reliant on school aid numbers as we get closer to April. But I can tell you that Dutchess County government, like every county in the state, continues to feel the burden of unfunded state mandates. They total approximately $300 million in mandated state spending imposed on Dutchess County. That represents about 70 cents of every tax dollar we have to go out to the public and ask for them to pay for Dutchess County property taxes. 70 cents of that dollar goes to pay for those state-imposed mandates. So the more certainty we have with budget adoption and the greatest effort the state can place on relieving some of those mandates, the better off, I think, not only is county government, but the better off our property taxpayers are.
You have a plan to bring in temporary housing pods to the Dutchess County Jail. What is that about, and what is the progress toward a new county jail?
Yeah, well, the state of New York mandates every county to have a county jail, and they're mandating that Dutchess County have more capacity, and we need more capacity. We need more efficient capacity as well. We have on any given day over 500 inmates daily. We have a jail with a capacity of only 250. So we've been housing inmates out across the state at a cost of about $8.5 million to Dutchess County's taxpayers. When I came into office in 2012, I really made clear we had to solve that problem and end the practice of housing out. Through a relationship we crafted with the state's Commission on Corrections, we got approval for a short-term solution that is the construction of temporary housing units. That will allow us to bring 200 of those inmates back to Dutchess County. We received the COC approval to occupy those pods, and we expect that in the middle of March of this year, within the next several weeks, we'll be able to start bringing inmates back. That'll result in approximately $1 million in annual savings for county taxpayers while we move forward with the state-mandated expansion of the county jail, which we believe that by pretty well demolishing much of what is the inefficient existing county jail, we can build a new facility that does in fact cost less than our current jail costs and enhance public safety and reduce recidivism.